here they say.
On behalf of my fellow Maragnim, I'd like to thank Ner Yisrael, Baruch, for hosting us and arranging it, and Gedalia Frankel, who was very involved in all the logistics, and it's a great opportunity that we have to have the Shiva with us. I think it means so much to so many people in this room, and even though we don't have all the Rashi Kailim of the community Kailim, but I think between all the Cheshuvim over here, there's a lot of Yidden that are being represented, that have been touched and uplifted and brought into the Ruach HaTorah. So without further ado, it's a great honor to introduce the Shiva.
The honor is mine. I want to first thank Raman for being as persistent as he was. Baruch Hashem, it's a great pleasure to be a part of this Maimid and the ensuing Maimid, Baruch Hashem. It's an unbelievable thing to have the chance to come together and to have this Ishes Re'eu Ya'azor V'Sochav Yom Echazak. There's a certain amount of the fact we come together. He has to say a few words. I thought to myself, what can one say to those who are actually in the front lines in Klal Yisrael, the ones that are fighting in the trenches, if you will, seeing what it looks like outside of the ivory towers of academia. Obviously, you people see what it's like a lot more. So the fact that I'm mishtatev with this and be a chelik this moment is important to me. Understandably, the chizuk is a chizuk that goes across the board. Getting together itself is a chizuk. Getting together and understanding that although each one of us has nar naru pashte, loyir izeh, kir izeh, all of us have different factors, all of us are involved in different things, but we all understand that what we've had is time and again a difficulty with a younger man, a difficulty with a balabais, difficulty with the board, and unfortunately at times difficulty with the local rov in Shtot, and at times it's more challenging than others when it comes to this. I think so, although we do have different factors and different variables that define our kolim, but derech klal, there is a nekud of tzad ha-shovel, a certain amount of tzad ha-shovel that pulls us together, gives us the opportunity to share. What we see from there is not only we feel that the things that we go through is individual, is singular, but it's something which we all share the same. So once you have a tzaras ram, a tzachat singachom, the mere fact that everyone has these issues makes it easier for us all. So we speak, we talk about it, how we dealt with each issue. That in and of itself gives a certain amount of chizuk. Though another nekud of tzad ha-shovel in Rosh HaKoilud and Bechlal is the fact that, you know, going through these difficult times, these difficult periods, the newcomers to the field at times feel, what am I doing here? You know, the challenges are such, let me get back into Beis Medrash, go to Beis Medrash. I don't need the headache, Bechlal. You know, we hear people, Baruch Hashem, in the field long enough, we don't think in those terms. But at times, you know, you want to throw the towel and there's difficulties that, was tutzach do, shenginug, have all these difficulties, move forwards. The truth is, there's a certain amount of a sense of achrayis, if you will. A sense of achrayis. There's something called achrayis. Oh, all shit. GPS signal lost. I'm not lost yet, really. A sense of achrayis that we all feel that carries us through. You know, there's these things that there are things, you know, those times of challenges. So, you know, we forge on, we do move ahead. And the feeling we have is, I'm moving ahead because I will retain that sense of achrayis. I won't give up that sense of achrayis. In the Chazal tell the Gemara, the famous the Gemara says, "Tzuv merabbanon deikib emaso." It says, "Kol mili demasa alei ramiyo." It's tzuv merabbanon. That's usually the Rosh Koilel, the one that's there. Avdafka, the Rav of the Shtot is a tzuv merabbanon. Tzuv merabbanon is the one that has the achrayis, understands, carries the yoke of Torah. He understands he's the Talmud Chochem in Shtot. It says, "Kol mila demasa alei ramiyo." The issues in the city are indeed his responsibilities, and we take that seriously. A certain amount of the feeling goes beyond just the local Yungalite. Yungalite needs an infrastructure of sorts. It goes into the areas of the Chazal they discuss, Yonim Tumevit Tumevit Tahara, the Mokmakoymus HaKavur, and so on. There's a certain sense of Kol Mila de Ramya, Kol Mila de Mosa Lai Ramya, it lies upon him, he has that responsibility. I saw Meshuladik in Tassanta Loshen, Tanad Velio. Tanad Velio says as follows. It says there, "B'nei ma meisu shivim elef b'givas binyamin." Why is it that the 70,000 died in Givas Binyamin? What was the thing? What did they deserve to die? Chazal say as follows: "B'shor shenichesu Sanhedrin ketane, me shenich Moshe ve Yeshua nichesu Sanhedrin ketane Upinchas ben Alozer beinayim, and they came into Eretz Yisrael. It says what they should have done. They should have done as follows. Ha'oyelem leilech velikshar chavolim shal barzel b'masneim. Take iron chavolim b'masneim. Ulagbia bigdeim lemailim akvaseim. And to pick up the begodim above their knees, that means to give them the power to run, to strengthen themselves and to run, he says, v'yachzeru b'chol ha'yoros Yisrael, and to move from city to city, yom echad lebeis el, yom echad lelochish, yom echad lechevroin, yom echad lirushalayim, v'chem b'chol mekoyim Yisrael. These people should have entered Eretz Yisrael and then gone from city to city, b'chol mekoyim Yisrael, v'yilmudu as Yisrael derech Eretz, b'shono, b'shtayim, b'sholosh, to teach Klal Yisrael derech Eretz, derech Eretz. Obviously, you're talking Sanhedrin, these Zanedric Tanu, or these Talmid Chachomim, or Pinchas Ben Ozer Benayim, talking in reference to those that we call teachers of Torah, the derech Eretz, Kodm Lasser, to establish what we call Erech Ara, to establish what's called Mekoymes Ayishuv, Mekoymes Shal Torah. V'yilmudu as Yisrael derech Eretz, b'shona, b'shtayim, b'sholosh, Actually, it's Yashvu Yisrael ba'artzam to allow Klal Yisrael to settle the way they should have done it. Kedei sheyizgadlu v'yizgadish shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow Kod Shemayim to be nafutz. We understand there's a sense of achrayis. They should have entered Klal Eretz Yisrael and gone from city to city to establish, to help establish these mekoymos. And he says that would have been seen to it. In the interesting lashon, Tana Bielo says yizgadlu v'yizgadish shmoi HaGadol bo elamos kulon. Obviously, if Eretz Yisrael is Ma'amodo, if Klal Yisrael is B'Yeshuva, if Klal Yisrael at this point sits down and settles, and they understand that at this point there's indeed cities that are established for Mekoymos of His Gadlus V'Yizkatsho Shmoy HaGodol, so everything changes. The entire world changes. This is the Paltrin Shal Melech for you, that's the Traklin Shal Melech. The Dir Kvoida Yisborach is indeed displayed in Loi Muvan Hamilo. It says, the Hengloi also came. They didn't do so. El. Kishenichasu la'artzom, they entered. Kol echad ve'echad mem nichnas le'karmoi, le'yenoi u'le'sadeyu. Each one entered his own personal fiefdom, his personal world, his personal little piece of property, if you will. He says, ve'oimrim, they said, shalom alecha nafshi, or shalom alayich nafshi. Each one spoke to himself, I'll be okay. I'll take care of myself. Kedesh lo'y la'harbu aleim ha'toyrech, in order to avoid the toyrech ha'tircha. Certain sense, you talk about a lack of achrayis, a certain amount of comfort. One enters a comfort zone. Rosh HaKoilim understand that there's something called leaving a comfort zone. I don't think I have to speak for you all understand what I'm referring to, the fact that there's a certain amount of challenge that you inevitably have no matter where you are. The challenge is such that it shakes the feet under your ground. But the sense of achrayis, the sense of feeling that you're walking over here, is something you should understand you're building. She is Gadol v'Yizkadish Shmoy HaGodol. More than that, I say Merubim Midatoyv. If you're talking about Shivim Elef Ishim, Givas Binyamin died on account of the fact that when they walked in without feeling a sense of Achrayis. Shalom Alayach Nafshi. I'll be okay. Everyone will settle themselves. It'll be fine. Talking about across the wasteland of America and beyond, we have enough cities where there's a sense of it is what it is. It has its own very very weak infrastructure, if you will. The Metzias of a Rosh Koil is a person that feels there is a sense of achrayis beyond himself. He's not so comfortable b'yeinoi u'v'karmel y'b'sadeyu. He understands a certain amount of walking in and seeing to it that I have a need to establish, whether it's a godforsaken town, wherever it may be, or it's a town which even has the ear of Yom Yisrael. There are enough big cities today at this point that another Koil indeed inevitably recreates, restructures a certain amount of difference in what it is, the Kvod Shemayim that comes out of what the Kol has to give. Every Moisa has its own Nikud and Niflo. Understandably, the Merubim of the Toiv is an amazing thing. So we come together to Yaichikala, and obviously come together to learn, to be Mechuzik, to be Mechazik each other's, but the mere sense that we're here, and each one shares stories of where he had to overcome certain hurdles and exercise that sense of Achrayis, is a Meshunat Gezach. Bizmaneinu Hadein, it's something which lacks sorely. Wherever one goes, there's a certain sense of b'yeini, b'karmi, u'b'sodi. I'm very comfortable where I am. And the sense of achrayis is something which is hard to infuse. I'm sure you all have had your challenges trying to find yungalai to leave the certain places where they're very, very comfortable. Those places at times are come out of black hole. You know, something, nothing leaves there. Not one drop of oil, that one photon could leave those black holes. And it's a question of chavolim shel barzel. What are they talking about, this chavolim shel barzel? I wasn't sure what the ton of the other meant, but I understand now, because maneinu, to understand chavolim shel barzel, lachgar masnein b'chavolim shel barzel, you can't take weak ropes to try to pull people out of their comfort zone and have to understand there is a sense of achrayis. But once the person sees that, feels that, senses the fact that he could live with a sense of achrayis, it's an amazing thing that the person could do. We don't understand ourselves what kind of potential we carry until we release one point of feeling a sense of achrayis. That's what we're talking about. You know, I had this feeling, Avada, there's no such thing, I get leptach with the parasha. We're talking about Divrei Chizuk, just have to feel in the shtickle goyin, the santa goyin, the shirim, that thing speaks to us all. The pasuk in the beginning of Kapitel Zayin says as follows, Shuvi, shuvi ashulamis, shuvi, shuvi v'nechzaboch, v'techzu v'ashulamis, kol mechoy l'samach hanoyim. So Chazal tells us, and the goyin learns it up, he says, goyin, umasoylem, tell Klal Yisrael, shuvi, shuvi ashulamis, don't move so quickly, stay for a moment. Shuvi, shuvi v'nechzaboch, we want to connect with you as well. Let take us with you. Let's move along together through the Goliaths. And Chazal tell us that Matechzu Bashulamis Kimachilas Amachanoim. Don't look at me, says Klal Yisrael. Matechzu, don't look at me. Don't connect with me. Kimachilas Amachanoim. Because what we do have is a certain amount of infrastructure, or call it a wall around us that separates us, and that assures us that we have a certain distance between ourselves and yourself. And the guy hears back from Klal Yisrael that response that says, indeed, there's the Shmira Samachana that keeps us separate from the Yuma Sa'ilam. And then they respond as follows. Mayofu for Mayach ban Olam bas Nodiv. Mayofu for Mayach ban Olam bas Nodiv. Chamukei Rechayach kmechaloim maase yede Oman. That's the response of Yuma Sa'ilam. We know this Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Sukkot talking about Klal. He was talking about Mayofu for Mayach ban Olam bas Nodiv. How wonderful are your footstrit, your footsteps going up l'aliyah l'regel, bas nodev bita shel avarinu, that he was not veruch el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The guy learns as follows. In Pirush Sheni, he says, says as follows, Mayofu famayich banu olim bas nodev, how wonderful Klal Yisrael are yourselves, that you walk into the Bote Knesiyas, the Bote Midrashis, and you lock yourselves behind locks. Manolim will be referring to the Manulim that you ensconce yourself in the Bote Knesiyas, the Bote Midrashis. Chamukei Rechayich, Kamei Chaloyim, Maase Yedei Oman. Chamukei Rechayich, he says, is Kamei Chaloyim. It's talking about, again, Ibn Chazit, Bote Knesiyas, the Bote Midrashis, Maase Yedei Oman, the work of the Yedei Oman, Umnosa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Pir shekam heimoy v'maisi yodav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'zayira b'shosh shabbat eknesiyus shabbat midrashas yukuvu be'eretz Yisrael, k'mo shomer Chazal asidin b'at eknesiyus shabbat midrashas v'chutz la'etz sheyikovu be'eretz Yisrael." The Goyin tells us that Masi Yedei Oman over here refers to the b'at eknesiyus shabbat midrashas. It's a reference to what we call Arbeis Medrash. That too has a siyata d'shmaya of Masi Yedei Oman. Masi Yedei Oman, that too will come to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Goyin alludes to. Teich Dvor of the Goyin says, Kitargumoy. Chamukei Rechayach kimei chaloyim kitargumoy. V'rotzloimer kimei shekosavdu l'il she'is hoyleches b'na'olim v'heim b'tei knesiyis v'tei medrashis. Now you look in the Targum, the Goyin Teich Dvor of, he speaks about this passage, a reference to Klal Yisrael moving into the b'tei knesiyis, moving into the b'tei medrashis, and there again, like I say, ensconcing themselves, protect themselves behind those walls in the Bote Knesiyas, the Bote Midrashis. The Targum says nothing of the sort. Targum there speaks about the Beis HaMikdosh, Binyan HaMishkon, and how everything there is talking about Klal Yisrael almost is a mirror image of the discussion of the Gemara about Klal Yisrael being those who walk. In the Masiyah, they're almost talking about the Binyan HaMishkon, which is called the Mnosi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Betzal was the idea, the Shem HaShem HaMnivru Shemayim Va'oretz, to build the Mishkon. Kitar Gumoy, and then it continues and it goes, speaks in context of the Binyan Betekinesius about Midrashis Shebe Machaneinu, that will eventually come to Eretz Yisrael. It's an interesting mix here where the Goyin takes and how he understands his plukum over here. I heard from my father many times the quote of a Medrash that's quoted in the Tzenor Rena. I haven't seen the Medrash aside. If you talk, maybe you'll be able to help me with the Marimokim with this as well. But the Tanna really quotes a Medrash, something to the effect that Bishas Sreifas Beis Alikeinu. So the embers, the coals, the ash flew worldwide, flew over the world. And B'chal Mokim, in every place that it landed, that's where eventually they were built the Batei Knesiyos, the Batei Midrashos. That means this Migdash Ma'at called Batei Knesiyos, the Batei Midrashos, are all those that they came, because of those embers, the coals and the ash, that came from the Beis HaMikdash. As if to say the Shayrish Rishon, to any binyan, any edifice, any mokim mekudesh, but the ktesias about midrashos that we have, berachah ve'seivah, has its shayrish, has its mokim from the Beis HaMikdash. So you have over here interesting two sides. You juxtapose the two sides. It's fascinating. On the one hand, we speak about the Gemara that tells us, l'man yirbu yimeichem ve'meivenechem al ha'adomo. V'yikesad ve'bavol, there are elders in Bavol as well, kivin the mekadmi mechashvi l'bat the ktesias about the midrashos. So there is the key of the man yibu yemeichem ve'meivenechem al ha'adomo, the entry into the base, the Beis Medrash. And the Goyin Dir says that because it has a nekuda of asidin bot the knesiyus bot the midrashos to be neikar and to be nikvan Eretz Yisrael, there is indeed a ruach. There's if you will, a subcurrent of Eretz Yisrael there as well. Al kain the man yibu yemeichem ve'meivenechem is niskayim with them coming to bot the knesiyus bot the midrashos. That's the osid. Understandably, everything's returning to the mekom achzavta. It's going back to where it came from. It's going back to its original source. It comes in the Beis HaMikdash. It goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. If you take these two chazal and speak about the fact that every ember, every coal, has its shayrish there, has its mokra there. That's where it is. And that's what's built. That's what's created. The asidin bot the knesiyus bot midrashos and the hiyokav and the ikov be'eretz Yisrael, it's going right back to where it came from. It goes back to the Makor Mechtzavta. Every time we establish a mokum kodesh, these are cities. It's not a question, we all know, statistically we know the facts, that every time the Kohel walks into a city, in spite of the throes of birth, the pangs of birth, and everything goes through, but eventually the city does change. It's a metzius, it's facts on the ground. The change of that city is talking, you're making what it's called a migdosh ma'at, b'oisayir. We know, understand the poshet, that as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was mis'avalius le'dir b'tachtoin, he was present, it's a different neighborhood. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash was near Yerushalayim, as long as he was there, didn't choose to leave. It's a neighbor that has the presence of Bari Yonim. You can't compare the neighbor that Kodesh Baruch is a neighbor of yours, he's there. Peshas Churma Ba'ayis Vashteitzach, it left, it's not here, it's no longer around. So we lost that presence, the whole neighborhood changed, it went down. Now, Mikan Behol, we understand that any binyan, koil, any moise that you make, any such koil that you build in any city, wherever it may be, is right now what you're doing is you're being machis to the Yochel HaMokim HaKudosh. It's a binyan Beis HaMikdosh Ba'ayis HaMokim. That nis'avalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'yisrael dir v'tachtoinim, the type that he has, he'd love to have it. Indeed, every single one of these are migdoshei ma'at, but oisei mokim, there's a binyan beis hamigdosh. So hence, both in its mokarishin and in its eventuality, asidin bot ha'rikasiyus bot ha'midrashos, they're all ma'as yedei omon. The siyata d'shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochel gave for the original binyan ha'mishkon, hukam ha'mishkon. We all know that we've had our moments where we never expected to work, but the last moment it's hukam. All our ishtadlus, at the end of the day, it falls into place. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that siyat HaShemayah for the binyan HaMishkon and the binyan HaMikdosh. And eventually every Beis Medrash and every Beis Knesset, Misham V'Holah, which changes the scope of the Mokim, Bechlal. The entire city changes based on the fact that the Kohel changes that city. So we're involved in the work of Bezalel. We have to be those that are Yodim Latsar Benes Hashem Hashem Nivru Shemayim V'Oretz. At times it feels like you're moving Shemayim V'Oretz to get things done, there's no Shaila. But the Siyata D'Shmaya one has, to get that, to establish it, to make it work, is an amazing Siyata D'Shmaya. If you just have the feeling, he says, Kitagumay, you need it's Kitagumay. And that Kitagumay, he says, Binyan HaMishkan, that Siyata D'Shmaya, Ma'asi Yedeyomon, is the same thing as the building of what they can see, it's about the Midrashas. Koilim is that place, it's a Mokim Yuhi, Mokim Shemagadlam, the Torah, the Tefillah, the Koim is that there. It spreads, so to speak, it permeates, it ends up emanating and changing the entire scope of a city. It becomes a shtetl with a mokum kudish b'emtza. That's what it becomes. The central point of it is that koil. No, avada, we have to be messiah, the divrei, chizuk ends up, the Gemara tells us, l'choyov karuga saboysem. L'choyov karuga saboysem, the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Lezer, the Gemara says, imesim odem es atme karuga shakol doshim bo, understand the Talmudim and Miskayim v'Yodai. It makes some other kiboisim shakol nimispas member Chazal tell us, it's Tabudim is Kaim V'Yodoy. Certain amount that every Rosh Kodesh understands the difficulty of dealing with Yin the light. Every Rosh Kodesh understands that in the one day he has to be one, Sha'at called Doshim Vokar Ruga. Certain amount he has to take the abuse of his Balavat, his Yin the light, etc. He has to take that kind of abuse. V'tzachin is Sha'at called Mispas Membo. He has to retain his dignity and understand that there's a certain amount, Sha'at called Mispas Membo, a certain amount of voicing, a certain amount of emanation. Of Shakol Mizbas, everyone takes, has enough, enjoys him, takes pleasure with him. Then it's Talmudai Miskayim. Then Fashtay to them, welcome a Talmud is Miskayim. I say over all the time, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein used to say, he attends bar mitzvahs, but he doesn't attend chasdenis. And he says as follows, a young man getting married is at this point where, as far as he's concerned, he's a Dover Sholem. He's finished, he's a complete person, he's a shalem, he's reached his pinnacle, he's a younger man, he's getting married, he's a Talmud Chochem. He says, my being there won't make much of a difference to him, he's not so impressionable. Now, Shenkin, by mitzvah boch, he's still starting off in life, and out to the yid comes, someone shows up over there, it feels something, means something, he'll remember that I was present. Remember I was present, I bumped into someone literally a few days ago. He introduced himself to me, and he tells me what his name is, I know the family, fine, for months, he says, your grandfather was by my mitzvah. The only thing he tells me, grandfather, Pasha shook me, like, I thought, oh, perfect. I told him the story. He said, he remembers the clear, my grandfather came to my mitzvah. It made such a difference to him. So Reb Chatzkel said, I feel when I come to my mitzvah boy, I'm there. It makes a difference. A young man is an ander bria. You all know what it means to have a young man in the kollel. You know, he has his opinions, he knows what he is and everything else, those difficulties. So on the one hand, you're ready to take the akol doshim bo. Karuga zush akol doshim bo. You're ready to take the abuse. It's a chain to retain the fact, shakol mispasmin. The choyev karuga zaboisim. Mr. Hashem, a broch is that should be Talmudchem, Miskayim Biyetchem, Shibizoychem, the Mr. Hashem, the Mekoyim, the Satir that you make, should be have their Kiyim, their emanation of light in Mr. Hashem. And Tisku Kulchem, She Yisakru, Kolom Mekoyim, Israelu, Vyikovu, Mr. Hashem, Eretz Yisrael, Bekoyim.